Hello to everyone on Audio Boo and Twitter and other areas. A quick update on this afternoon. It's a very sad day for me. My guide dog of 3 years, Ushi, has had to be pulled from service. As I've stated on other Audio Boos, the dog situation with her was aggressive. There was no other way of doing it. She kept pulling when she saw a dog and going for them. When we walked her on the halter, she was fine, and there was no issue. And we walked her on the halter, and she was absolutely fine. And then on the walk, and then when we come back, she just went berserk when she saw a dog pass. She was fine with the dog in the vet, and I really thought that, because I took a check her ears, and I really thought that was it. I really thought we cracked it and she'd be fine. I guess I was hoping too much for the halter. I guess I expected it to work, and at least I've tried everything, and that's all I can do. Someone close to the family is having her, in Philippa's family, so, and we know them really well. So it's all going well. Thank you, Ushi, for all you've done. And I'll remember you, and this Audio Boo is for you. And I know when I'll get a new dog, I'll look back at this and remember you fondly. And hopefully I'll get a new dog within, I assume, 6 to 12 months. It could be 2 years, I don't know. But I don't know. It's July already, so I just don't know what's happening. I do feel at a loss at the moment. And obviously I will do for a considerable amount of time because I don't have my assistant. She's here with me at the moment, bless her, asleep. But I think she knows something's going on. And she knows she's been taken away from me for good, I believe. And to be honest, I just want her to go and be happy and feel at peace. And, you know, so there you go. But I hope you're all okay anyway. I'm not too bad getting there. And as I say, excuse me, yawning. This is the end of an era for one dog for me. Almost had a 4 years, and it's been a memorable 4 years. We've been to work together. We've been to everywhere together, really. And she's been my lifeline. And now I don't know how I'm going to cope. But obviously, I have to. I have to get up, brush myself down, and move on. And there is no other way to describe it. That is it. I have to move on and be positive in my life and know that my dog will be looked after and loved and cherished. And this isn't my fault. The dog was sent to me with this attitude of barking. And to be quite honest with you, she's always had this problem. I don't know what other problems any of the guide dogs have. What breeds do my readers recommend? Are Golden Retriever crossed with Labradors good breeds, or what should I go for? Ushi was a pure lab, so I don't know what really I should be going for, to be honest, for my next dog. However, what I want is a dog who's relaxed, who wants a fuss, who feels wanted and loved, as Ushi did, but also one who's active and who's strong and who wants to do a lot of things, strong as in strong-willed. To work for me, and he's, you know, has got a level head to concentrate. So basically, it starts all over again. But I love you, Ushi, and you take care.